In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm glad you brought in Nick Caley as well. But they've clearly found something in the last two games. Right? And yes, a lot of their points, they got 20 in that fourth quarter. But as we've talked about on this show the last 2 weeks, there was more than that. Like there was improved play even in the three quarters, right, where they only scored 6 points against the Titans. There were some misses there where it could have been, yep, more. But clearly we're seeing a level of confidence jump up with these guys that I think we'll potentially see a different C.J. Stroud than we've seen the first three games. He was skittish. He didn't seem like he really believed in throws. And I do think, even though a poor opponent, that can help him against Seattle these last 2 weeks. The level of confidence against the Jags, against the Niners, against the Broncos, those games coming up.
Yeah, look, there is no doubt about it. C.J. Stroud is in a much better place right now than he was 2 weeks ago. There's a much better place right now than when he walked past me at training camp, and I could tell there's something not right with C.J. Stroud. It was a rough, I would call it probably 2 months. Training camp in the first 3 weeks of the season, it was rough, and C.J. was frustrated. C.J. wears it on his face. C.J.'s not one of these quarterbacks that's experienced with pelts on the wall that is just even keel and the R-E-L-A-X, relax everybody. He's not that guy. He wears it on his face, as well he should be. He's the second offensive coordinator, a retooled offensive line, the targets, the wide receivers that have come and gone. It's been a bit of a circus. And so, rightfully so, C.J. has struggled to find that level of consistency that you hope to after that great first year. And so there's no doubt about it, though, Ron. Those two games that C.J. Stroud just played were as important and as needed as any two games I've ever seen a quarterback have. He needed that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, a little bit of development from a story yesterday. We saw that the Browns traded who was their starting quarterback to start the season, Joe Flacco. And by the way, on that, it's been reported already. Zach Taylor's come to the media today. It's Wednesday. He just got there. The trade happened yesterday. They're starting him against the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Flacco is starting against the Packers already. So that part, that decision has been made, as he'll be with the team for about 4 or 5 days before he makes his first start in an important game for them. But from the Browns' perspective, Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, said he would let the week play out before he decides who quarterback two is. A lot of people had just assumed that Shedeur Sanders will move up. Bailey Zappe is also on the practice squad. According to reports, Cleveland traded Flacco and a 2026 sixth-round pick to Cincinnati on Tuesday in exchange for a 2026 fifth-round pick, leaving Sanders and fellow rookie Dylan Gabriel as the only quarterbacks on the active roster. However, Stefanski said he would let the week play out and make a decision later when he was asked about quarterback two role. So,
it's interesting. I understand where you may want to have the more experienced guy as your backup versus another rookie that hasn't played much. Bailey Zappe has played, you know, more football than these two guys combined at the pro level. So I do understand that, but the whole need to announce it and or not announce it, not just say, yeah, we're going to go with Bailey Zappe, the veteran, more of a veteran, because of the experience, let's move on from it. Leaving it out there seems like it's, this is going to just turn into another Shedeur Sanders, you know, attention. Not him, but just another Shedeur Sanders attention that he doesn't need type of deal. People are going to run with it. But Joe Flacco starting for Cincinnati doesn't surprise me one bit. It's why you make a move for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not a guy you bring in and, hey, we're going to let you sit for 2 weeks and learn the offense. I mean, there's got to be some level of crossover on the offense. He probably already knows most of it. I think the bigger question with Cincinnati is, I just looked up and somebody was videoing him either coming to practice or from practice. It looked like to practice. And they have to cross traffic on a road to get to practice.
You know, Mike Brown, man, he ain't going to pave the way now.
I mean, don't you think that's be kind of
a golf cart, huh?
What would you do if you were just rolling? Well, they had a cop out there that was stopping it, and he was walking with a coach. I mean, just casually walking in a crosswalk. I mean, it just seems like, wouldn't that be something if you could head up Kirby right here and at the right time, you may ease up and CJ traffic may be stopped so CJ Stroud can walk across right in front of you? That's the damnedest thing to me. NFL franchise worth billions of dollars and your ass got to walk across the street to practice. I mean, I guess there ain't nothing wrong with it, but it seems like we throw a little bridge across that thing or something.
Something that you don't have to stop traffic every day. I bet there's people there they're running to that every day. Probably hate this.
What a infrastructure.
I mean, in today's world, I don't want to give anybody any ideas, but in today's world, hell.
Just a little civil engineering. That's all we're asking for, man.
Yeah, man. Keep me out the streets, man. I didn't need no help back in the day.
Let me tell you what, Clint. If Dylan Gabriel has to come out of the game and Bailey Zappe gets in that game before Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. Woo. I mean that. Kevin, because Bailey Zappe been over there on that practice squad all year. If Dylan Gabriel has to come out of that game and they run Bailey Zappe in there. Hey, my man last week named Joe Flacco the backup quick. This week, hey, man, I ain't got it. You see what they asked Deion about it?
What'd he say?
He said, man, I don't give two licks about what's going on in Cincinnati. He said, I love Shedeur. He said, but
in
I'm
Cleveland,
coaching.
You mean?
He's, in Cleveland, I mean. He said, but I'm coaching my own. I got my own team to worry about here, the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't care about anything that they're doing over there except for, I believe he said the mess.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
I don't care about the mess they got going on over there. I love Shedeur, but I'm dealing with my own thing.
Mr. O'Shaughnessy, my second favorite civil engineer.
I know he's dealing with some health concerns. He'll find his way to that damn Cleveland. He'll find his way to Cleveland if Dylan Gabriel comes out of that game and Bailey Zappe, who's been been on the practice squad, gets in that bad boy before he does.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, 5 o'clock fire. The baseball playoffs are rolling, and you know, let's start with today's action. I know Tyler is he's saying he's boycotting. I know he's saying he's boycotting these baseball games. I believe Tyler's been watching these games. I don't think that is. I
honest to God watched for the very first time last night the end of that Yankees game.
You just have too much money on the table. I just believe to just be not taking a peek. I really don't. But already here we've had a chance for several teams to move on to the championship series. And the first chance was the Seattle Mariners, and they led 3-0 in this game, and they were rolling in the fifth, and then the Tigers just went off, and they scored 9 runs to close out that game. So we have a game 5 going back to Seattle later on this week. And then the Cubs, they are looking to stay alive as they are playing the Brewers. They are down 2-0 in this series. They lead 4-1. If you're wondering, I just watched Kyle Tucker ground out to second base. So that is the latest there.
How's the shin look?
It looks good, man. Looks good and strong. It really does, and happy for him. Phillies and Dodgers get going later on. But the Yankees, they look like they were good and dead. Tyler was probably feeling good. It was 6-1 in this game. And then Aaron Judge, who has been – who has been fairly criticized greatly about his struggles in the postseason. That was not for this postseason run, and particularly last night. They got the game to 6-3, and he hit a towering home run off the foul pole, or as someone yelled, fair pole. Last night to tie the game, and the Jazz Chisholm game, they were able to take the lead with a solo blast. They ended up winning 9-6. Here was the final call from last night that I'm sure gave Tyler some real anger and headed towards the whiskey.
Diving stop by Caballero. Game four tomorrow night. The Yankees have life.
They have life. You're going to hate watch this thing tonight?
Oh, they're going home today, so I'm going to watch it.
You're
going
to hate watch this thing tonight?
Yeah, and I got money, but I'm going to watch it just to watch them cry, watch them celebrate and go hard last night and hip, hip, hooray for nothing.
They got that guy pitching tonight that you got to really take your time with his name.
Kikuchi?
No. It's what is
that? That one for some reason comes out smooth, Tyler.
I don't even want to say it. I gotta really look at it because you can S bomb that kid's name real easy. The shit Schlitzler.
Oh yeah, Cam Schlitzler.
Schlitzler.
Can't help but spit when you say it.
Schlitzler.
Nope. Got it up again.
Schlitzler. Schlitzler.
Schlit.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm working this dump button right now. It's too close.
I think that counts.
So we're talking about young Cam, not a pooper.
No, I didn't. It's.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, old Cam Schlitzler. Yeah, that one you
ain't the one to lose your job.
I think he's all right, man. It's a name, man.
It's his name. You can't help his name.
Hope I'm here for Thirsty Thursday tomorrow.
You can't help that young man's name. It's Schlitzler.
That dang dump button just been blinking for 10 minutes.
I never hit it that many times in a row.
I know we talk about this, and it, every company tries to find their own. And this only happens to me with Ernie, Kenny, Charles, and Shaq. I mean, I found myself a cool 45 minutes on the postgame show with them idiots last night. I don't know what David Ortiz is going to say or do. And I look over and I'm looking at Derek the entire time, just thinking, God, like he's annoyed and embarrassed for Dave. And then there's A-Rod, just being A-Rod. Them three cats, they have me reeled in. They have me dying over there, man. They are some food. Them boys said it's about as free as me, baby. And I don't know what Ortiz is. What he's talking about half the time, but them jokers are entertaining as hell. It is just so funny to watch just non-genuine A-Rod just sit up there and try to with those two. He is hilarious. Yeah. So here we go, Yankees. Try to hang in there. I enjoyed to see Aaron Judge to I know you hate this. I love the greatness. I enjoyed to see him have a moment and come through in the clutch.
Final. I will love it tonight. Because like 17. I said, it'll be a big letdown. It'll be that emotional high going to a very, very emotional low. It'll be worth it.
We'll see.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.